Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. It's time for another weekend review, and I'm still on my Netflix grind. I don't go back to the movies until I think there's a few movies that are coming out that are big budget things. So I figure I need to, you know, clean out my Netflix queue and get some of these smaller budget things in while I can. And this one is fresh in my queue. Had an interesting premise, and it only has a 70-minute runtime. So I figured I'd bang this one out now before I get into the other major movie that dropped with a big star this weekend on Netflix. Get into that one in the next episode. But this episode, this movie is a foreign film, Spanish, I believe, and it's called Two. So, as usual, I'll watch the dub with the subtitles to make sure I don't miss anything in translation. So, what is this one about? And this setup might be the quickest one in the short history of my podcast. Now, a woman wakes up naked in bed. She's on top of this man she doesn't recognize. Her head is pounding. She's, like, really groggy. She tries to get up, and there's a whole bunch of pain, and she can't get up from this guy. The man, like, hey, wait a minute, calm down. He tries to chill her out, and then he looks down, and he tries to separate the two in a lot of pain, and they can't separate. Turns out they look down, and they're actually stitched together, and I mean, like, really stitched together. And yeah, that's where I'll stop. From there, they not only have to figure out who did this to them and why and where they are. They got to figure out all these things in, you know, again, short amount of time here. So what did the pros think? Well, this one's brand new, so there's no pro score, audience score, and a Rotten Tomatoes scale. So this one's all on me. So what did I think? Well, the setup here is really intriguing. I gotta say, they caught my attention right away, which I was hoping for since this has such a short runtime. You know, obviously they gotta kind of get to it with a 70-minute runtime, and they definitely did that. And they went way left with this one. Trust me, there's absolutely no clues, and there's no way you're gonna get to where they lead you to here. Where they go with why this is happening, you're never gonna guess. So just watch it. Don't even try. Just watch it. And you guys know how I really appreciate originality. And, you know, so that's really what the strength of this one is all about. But, you know, that's kind of where my negative starts. As original as this one is, and since I can't really talk about the plot at all, since I don't want to give anything away, all I can say is it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, the person that does this to them, and, you know, who they turn out to be in the grand scheme of things, I just don't understand why this person would do this. And, you know, outside of just being crazy, which they kind of allude to a little bit, but I really wasn't feeling that explanation. The acting was a bit flaky, especially the woman. And maybe it was just me, but she was really annoying to me. She got on my nerves. And what I got from it, and again, this is going to make no sense to you. The number two, the synergy, and how that can be applied to life, and how there's a yin and a yang to things. I mean, other than that, I don't know what they wanted me to get from this. The ending didn't work for me either. I wasn't sure if they were trying to make some larger point with the artsy way they did the ending, but it was, you know, completely lost on me. And believe it or not, at 70 minutes, this is actually a bit too long. I say that because it felt more like those, you know, old school, you know, shows like Tales from the Crypt or Tales from the Dark Side, one of those episodes. This could have been done and was been better served. It was like a 30 to 40 minute runtime, and because a lot of the banter and stuff between them, it just wasn't needed because it really didn't add anything to the overall point of what was going on here. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me just go ahead and bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And I'm going to say yes, but just barely. I'm going to give this one a 60% on the Rotten scale. I've been giving out a lot of 60% lately, I know. But some things, you got to just go with it a little bit because it's kind of worth a watch. That's what I kind of want to say. Is it great or anything like that? But I would say it's at least worth a look. I'll admit, this one gets over for me clearly on the setup and the originality of why it was happening. And that's, you know, like I said, that's what made it, you know, get over the top for me. The acting is not very strong. And again, while it was original, it ultimately didn't make a whole lot of sense. And it leads to a very unsatisfying ending. But again, with such a short runtime, I mean, the time investment for this one really isn't that long. I would suggest this is one of those movies where you're up kind of late. You don't want to go to bed, but you don't want to stay up too late. So you might not want to start a full movie. This is the kind of movie you would put on where, you know, it's not that big of a time investment. It's only a little bit over an hour. You can watch this one and go to sleep, and you're not going to think too much more about it. So, yeah, throw it in your queue. No rush to watch it, though. No rush, but it is worth a watch. It's a kind of a nice little discussion piece, depending on how you look at it and what you get out of it. Like I said, I got one thing out of it. Maybe you'll get something else out of it. Maybe you'll like the performances better than I did. And one thing I want to say about the translation. Now, the translation really wasn't that much different, with exception of the colorful language they wanted to use. A colorful language. The cursing. I didn't understand why in the dub version there was so much cursing, and I'm reading the subtitles, and I'm like, well, they could have relayed that same information that same way. For whatever reason, for us, they wanted to do a whole bunch of cursing. I don't know. And it felt a little bit off because, like I said, the acting and the dub wasn't all that great. So it really didn't add anything to it. I don't know what that was about. They could have just, you know, again, unless the translation didn't work, for some reason they wanted to use this super aggressive language, which is another thing that, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm nitpicking here, but just a heads up. You probably would be better off just watching with subtitles in the original language, I think, because the dub is a little, the dub's not all that great. But anyway, again, check it out. Let me know what you think. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production. Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews with Clarence. Check me out on Facebook, Instagram. Same page, same name on those pages as well. We'll be back again very soon because, yeah, I have this other movie that dropped this weekend. If you're a Netflix person, you probably already know which one I'm talking about. Has an Academy Award winner in it. Has a pretty strong cast. There's a couple of Academy Award winners in it, if I remember correctly. So a pretty strong cast. So I'm expecting this to be a solid movie. But you'll have to come back to see what I'm talking about. Anyway, thanks again for tuning in. I appreciate you guys, and I will see you next time. Peace.